Hello, hi. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. How have you been? I know you are doing amazing because I know, I see you. I know you are wonderful. You may not really know it, but I know you are doing wonderful because you know who you are. You love who you are. You are amazing. Despite the fact that some of these good for nothing people are telling you that you are worthless. No, you are not. You are everything fabulous. It is so hot today. But we did what we needed to do. This week has been so freaking busy for me. That is the little update that I'm going to give to you. I'm just going to dive into it straight away. I was raised Catholic. I went to a Catholic boarding school. I did First Holy Communion, confirmation, all of these things. I was baptized in the Catholic Church. Like literally, we go to church every freaking Sunday. I remember as a child, when I was not as a child, actually, in primary school, in secondary school, before my parents leave for work in the mornings, every day, we wake up at 5, sometimes 4 in the morning to pray. And then we then have to go back to bed for my parents to go to work. This is something that we did. But you know what? There is something within me as a child that kept saying to me that this religion is not for me because of some of the things that I have heard and I've been seeing that have been said to people. And I kept saying, I'm different. I knew who I was. I have always known who I was. In this environment is where they start to say things that made me feel like, oh my God, this version of religion is not for me. I am gay. I'm Igbo. And I realized that I don't really believe in the version of God that they were praying for. Because the thing is, if you are always weaponizing the so-called God, what is it for me? Because all you've been telling me, literally, through your actions and your preachings, your prayers, your whatever that you are doing, is that you are saying to me that I am not welcomed here. And coupled with that, of course, there are people within the environment that we're preaching love thy neighbor as thyself, come one, come all. But I began to ask myself so many questions. And that so many questions arrived to where I am today that I don't believe in your version of God. I do not believe in it. That is not saying that I'm saying to you that you shouldn't believe. But I am going to say to you as a queer person, why do you want to be around people and in a church where everyone there wants you to go to their so-called hell? Why do you want to be there? Why do you want to be in community with people who want to do some form of conversion therapy for you that we all know that is horrible? I was so lucky that this has never, ever, ever, ever happened to me where I was taken to a prayer to heal me of homosexuality. This is something that has happened to so many people. I was lucky that that did not happen to me. Maybe, just maybe, because I was able to mask the whole thing. I became extremely creative. If you follow me on TikTok, I made a video of this where I was talking to my man. I became really, really creative in the way I masked things, the way I acted around certain people, the way I spoke, the things that I gravitated towards. I made a lot of those changes. And that has really, really helped me because it's a skill a lot of us queer people develop without actually knowing. And this is how I navigated until my adulthood, right? And I kept doing that till I got to a point where I was like, fuck all of you. Fuck all of you. I'm not going to do this anymore. I am not going to perform for you all the time. For what? For what? I just want to say this, and I want to be very, very clear with this. I am not saying that you should not believe in God. You have the choice to believe in God and believe in whatever you are believing in. But my dear, can you do that with your eyes open? Can you do it asking questions? Can you do it challenging? Can you do it in such a way that you're saying, this thing that you told me today, I don't really think that it works the way you said it works. Because what I have realized is that a lot of us African people, people of African descent, don't really ask questions when some of these pastors speak to us. We don't. And someone that is who I am, as a queer Nigerian, I just want to take on one of the most taboo conversations for queer Africans, which is the fact that when you say that you are rejecting the God that was weaponized against you, against us, It's about confronting how religion, especially Christianity, in our lands, in our society, has been used to shame, erase, and endanger queer people. This has been used to shame you, to erase you, to tell you that God did not create you. Why do you think that God Almighty, that you always reference, the Alpha and Omega, according to you, who created everybody on the face of the earth, did not create LGBTQIA+ individuals? And this is something that I face on daily basis. On my videos, on social medias, on TikTok, on Instagram, everywhere. It is constant. God forbid you. You are going to go to hell. You are a sinner. Repent before it is too late. You need Jesus. Find Jesus. Find God. Can you not see where this is coming from? Number one, I don't need to repent from anything. I haven't done anything wrong. You as a queer person, you have not done anything wrong. You are born this way. That so-called God created you like every other human being on the face of the earth. It just does not make any sense that some of these Christians that are suffering from religious psychosis always come with this bullshit. All they try to do is to tell you, you can be a homosexual, you can be a lesbian, but don't say it, don't speak it, don't ask it, don't act it. You want people to marry your daughters and go and cheat with men behind their backs. That's what you want. And this is why when you go to all these religious places, there are a lot of queer people, lesbians, gay people, gender non-conforming individuals everywhere. I have decided this will never be me. I will never, ever be that human being that will lie to a woman and pretend that I'm a straight man to conform. That's never going to be me. And the reason why, where this happens to a lot of us, is that religion is used to shame you, to endanger you. That's why you see people who say, I am going to kill you in the name of Jesus because you are queer. I am going to stone you. You are evil. You are dirty. You are a sinner. And what I have gotten to realize, and I have worked on it so much, is that I am reclaiming my freedom by refusing to worship at an altar that demands our silence. I have refused to worship at an altar that demands our silence. I am not going to be in a place where I am told that if I'm a queer man or a queer woman, that I shouldn't be myself. If you are here, you should tame it. You should be palatable to us. I am never going to be there with you. I am never going to do that. That is why I say that I believe in the God of my ancestors. Because my ancestors know that we are not wrong. We are not wrong. Our ancestors are okay with homosexuality. In the Igbo land, we have different types of gods. We have the God Almighty. We have God of the land, which is Allah. We have Ikenga. We have Amadioha. Amadioha is God of thunder. We have Ekwensu, which is God of trickery and chaos. We have Ndiche, which is our ancestors. We have all of these things. It is God at the end of the day. But I rather be in a situation where I know that that God of my ancestors are okay with queerness, are okay with gender non-conforming individuals, are okay with trans women, trans men. That is where I will be. I am not going to subscribe to a version of religion that says that we should go to hell because of who we are. This is not a choice. We are born this way. Why do you want me to make myself small to be in your midst? I have not been to a church for many years now, and nothing will make me go back there. The truth of the matter is that Christianity is used as a weapon for fear-mongering, to make you feel less than yourself, for you not to speak, for you not to challenge. It is a framework to control you. And this is why most times when some of these people speak to you who don't know their left from their right, they will say things that are so fucking stupid to you in the name of their so-called God. Why can't you just worship your God in peace? If your God is supreme and powerful, why do you have to force it on people? Why do you have to be aggressive with it? I was in Amsterdam Pride not long ago and Manchester Pride. The same thing happened. There were people there preaching about Jesus. Why? Why? The human being that I am understands that you can be a trans woman, a trans man, a gay man, a queer woman, a queer man, a lesbian, a gender non-conforming individual, LGBTQIA+. and be a born-again Christian and be holy and be a reverend father and worship God. But why is it that most of these Christians that are suffering from religious psychosis always come up with this nonsense? You are dirty. You need to be cleaned. You need God. Repent. Can I make it clear to you? There is nothing like heaven or hell. Your hell is when you are living in your misery, when things are not working for you. Your heaven is when things are working good for you. Some of you are thinking of heaven and hellfire, but you haven't really tried to make this earth good for everybody. You are not working for the world to be better for tomorrow, for the children that are being born now, but you are thinking of eternity. You are a fool. You are a fucking fool. Think. The thing is, a lot of people who hear this will think that this is a shock value sort of thing. No, it isn't. I'm not trying to shock anybody. I am not trying to shock any fucking body. It is survival. It is the truth. It is the truth of LGBTQIA plus individuals. It is our truth. It is who we are. It is not about shock. I just want to make it clear that I don't want to be in community with people who say to me that I'm going to go to hell for who I am that I did not make a decision to become. Why do I want to be around people like this? Religion as a weapon. Religion is a massive weapon. Christianity and colonial religion has painted queerness as sin. And this is the problem we have today. It has painted queerness as sin. I know from the things that I have read and seen, people that are gender non-conforming and things like this are revered pre-colonial Africa. That is when they say people with two spirits and things like this, right? But with colonization, it's been seen as sin. Yeah. That's why you see where they use prayers, sermons. These things have been used as threats against us. Queer people, especially in people of African descent, it is so horrible because this is used every time. That's why sometimes you go to some churches, all their pastor is preaching is God will punish gay people. They talk about gay people. Why are you even preoccupied with queer people? It does not make any sense. This has been used against us every fucking time. The way I see this is not about faith. It is about fear dressed up as holiness, and I don't understand what that fear is. I don't really understand what the fear is. If you ask me, I don't know. I just don't know. Because sometimes you speak to certain people, you think they are very smart and very clever, and you speak to them about homosexuality, queerness, and things like this, they will end up saying to you that is a sin, is a choice, that you will decide to be gay, yada, yada, yada. And then they go ahead to do things that are worse than whatever they think in their head that you are doing. Some of you are murderers, child abusers, and molesters. You sleep with little children. You commit all the atrocities on the face of the earth. But you see a gay person, that's when you want to come and become holier than thou. Is that God that you're mentioning? Is that God that will punish you? That God is who will punish you because you don't have common sense. Because if you do, you understand that if you preach about love, which means that God is love. But of course, none of you are good people. All of you are wicked, bad mind fools. We have inherited a lot of nonsense through colonization. Pre-colonial Igbo spirituality, because I'm an Igbo man, and pre-colonial Africa, but I'm just going to say Igbo here, allowed space for gender diversity and queerness. Our Omelala allowed space for gender diversity and queerness. Christianity is what reframed queerness as un-African, when in reality, it was colonial morality that was foreign. You know what I'm saying? This morality about this whole thing is that, oh, it's morally wrong. No, Christianity and religion reframed queerness as un-African. Because in reality, if you dip it and listen to yourself, you will know that this whole thing is colonial morality. Homophobia is alien to Africa. Homophobia and all of this nonsense was brought to us by way of colonization. If you go and read the African history, certain tribes in Africa, like in Kenya, in Uganda, and the Nzema people in Ghana, there were some same-sex unions in places like this pre-colonization. Even in the Igbo land, because of Igbo spirituality and culture allows for balance, duality, and flexibility, women are allowed to go and get married to women when there is no man to have children in the compound. And I know some of you who listen to this who are not queer will say to me, oh, but what of gay people? No, The basis for you to have children is between a man and a woman. But where people are allowed to be themselves and live and be amongst the society, pre-colonization. Because some of you will be like, how are you going to give birth? Okay, it's 2025. If I want children, I can have children. There's so many ways to have children. I can adopt. I can do it through surrogacy. You can foster. You don't have to be someone's biological father to be a dad. There's so many ways. And some of you will come with these things like, if everyone is gay, how are we going to multiply in the world? You don't even know your father's sexuality. I know how many married men with children that I have been intimate with. Behave yourselves. Behave yourselves. That's why they will come and say, oh, it's not our culture. It's colonization that brought this to you. You are conflating religion and culture. Of course, culture evolves because sometimes we will come and say to you, if Oyibo people did not come, if the white men did not come, some of our culture will not change. And I'm like, no, that's absolutely a lie because everything in the world changes. Change is one of the most constant things in nature. Things evolve over time because if colonization did not come to Africa, things will evolve over time. Some of you are just dusty and crusty with no common sense, I swear. You know the thing, sometimes when I look at colonization and I look at the whole thing about homophobia, I just feel like they just did not give us their God. They gave us their shame. Because things that are not shameful culturally for us have really, really become shameful today. And some people will come and say to you, oh, but this is not something that happens in Africa. This is why some African countries are going backwards with the things with anti-gay laws and all of these things. My dear, check yourselves. There are a lot of things for you to worry about. Inequitable distribution of resources in Africa, those bad roads with no clean water in some places, you need to check that and deal with that and leave queer people alone. I began to notice this earlier on in my life, when my sexuality was used as proof that God hated me. I stopped believing because every freaking time I am reminded that who I am is evil, that God hates me, that God does not love me, that for God to love me, I need to stop sleeping with men. I need to stop being attracted to men. I need to stop having gay sex. From then on, I stopped caring about the church and Christianity. And I know some of you will be saying, but you can go to church and be around people who believe in God, who are not homophobic. No, I don't have to. It is okay for you if you want to. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But for me, this is a decision that I have made. And the reason why most people actually want to always be in the church is that it's about fear-mongering. A lot of people are afraid of the wrath of God because of the way they've been raised. This is why you will see some people, they will be like, oh, I want a man that has the fear of God. I want you to have the fear of God. Why do you have to fear God? It's like you having a child and you ask your child to be fearful of you. Your child is not supposed to be fearful of you. Your child is supposed to respect you and respect your boundaries. If your child is so scared of you to tell you things when they need help or when they need assistance, there's a problem there. That means there is no love. There's a lot of contradiction in here because I don't want to be loving a God who supposedly condemns queer people to death or hell. Because I've been told this so many times, if God is condemning me to hell and to death, as some of them say, do you know the number of times I've been told, oh, you're going to die? I remember one time I was traveling with my man. I was going to Brittany and it was a road trip. And I mentioned it on TikTok Live. So many people were writing, oh, I hope you die in a car accident. These are people who call themselves Christians because you feel that God hates me so much, that God forbid me that my life is going to end. They forget that everybody is going to die one day. Every one of us is going to die. Nobody is going to live forever. Death is not a punishment. And for someone who says that they are Christian and religious, to say something like this is absolutely horrible. Absolutely. And this is why I don't want to be around you. I don't want to be around you. The hypocrisy of believers is wild. The corruption, abuse, infidelity, violence, all ignored. But being queer becomes the ultimate sin, my dear. They are all hypocrites. You lot are all hypocrites. You are all hypocrites. You ignore all of these things. There's corruption everywhere in Africa. There's abuse. Some of you are philanders. Infidelity, you sleep with people's wives and husbands. And you're here thinking of me and thinking of queer people. Nigeria is literally burning from greed and lies. Africa is literally burning from greed and lies. But all you say is queer people who will bring the fire, right? Is it us that brings the fire? Are we the cause of the fire? Are we the cause of the problem and lies and troubles and misery? You are burning in sin. We are not the problem of the corruption and the lies and the greed that happens, your government and all of these things. The corruption that is everywhere is not caused by queer people. We are not the problem. We are just living our lives unapologetically. We are fabulous. We are doing the things and you are so uncomfortable with it. Go and treat the issue at hand. Deal with that because we are not your fucking problem. We are not your fucking problem. And I want to make something clear here. I just want to dive into it. Faith versus freedom. Faith and freedom are two separate things. Reject the idea that not believing equals lost. I didn't lose faith. I gained freedom. That's what you should be saying to yourself. You did not lose faith. You gained freedom. You stop asking for permission to exist. I've said this so many times. I made a few videos on my TikTok where I said, I fucking do not need your permission. I do not need your permission. I stopped asking for permission to exist. I stopped this years ago. I do not need your permission. We as queer people do not need your permission. We don't need your acceptance, your validation. We don't fucking care. I need you to know this. If you are someone that is of African descent, be it from Nigeria, from Ghana, Cameroon, Jamaica, St. Kitts, everywhere in the world, and you are a person of African descent, and you still believe, whether you are left in religion or you are in between, whether you believe in God, ancestors, energy, or nothing at all, you still matter. Whatever you believe in, literally, you still matter. Whether you are religious, whether you are in between, whether you have faith, whether you believe in God or not, you still matter. Your life is sacred. Your life is amazing. Your life is holy. You don't need anybody to tell you any different. You are who you are, and who you are is amazing. If your God needs my silence to survive, maybe your God isn't that powerful. Your fairness is non-negotiable. I am going to run this in a different way for you to understand. If a God that is weaponized against you says that, you need to be silent to survive. Maybe that God isn't that powerful. If that God says that your queerness is negotiable, maybe you should rethink that God. Your freedom is your fate. There is nothing that is so good in this world like being free. Have you heard of that song? Ain't no feeling like being free. When my heart is made up and my mind is in the right place, it's something like this. It's a Destiny's Child song. I'm quoting it incorrectly, but you know what I mean. Your freedom is your fate. You are holy as you are. You don't need any good-for-nothing person to tell you any different, to tell you what you need to do. You are who you are, okay? My lovelies, we are amazing. We are doing the things. Look around you. Most of the inventions are us. We do all the things. You need to reflect and reflect deeply. What part of you were used to silence you? What part of faith were used to silence you? What would it look like to let them go? Think, ask yourself, do you actually need God? If you do, then you do. If you don't, then you don't. But I want to tell you something here, that you as you are sacred. You are God. God is in you. And live your life, okay? Live your life. Live your life. Because what happens is they weaponize these things and make you to fear. There's nothing to fear. You are perfect the way you are. And we will always be gay. I have said this so many times. Before you and I existed, queer people have always been here. And we will continue to be here. Love is love. We are fab and amazing. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you in the next episode and continue to be you. because you are the best. You are the light.